But the important thing is Shaka Smart is back in the tournament.
Oh, good.
They probably weren't going to make it, but they got the automatic bid last night.
All right.
So why does that name sound familiar? Where's he from?
Virginia Commonwealth, VCU. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. The coach.
Yeah.
That's who it is.
Yeah, and they were on the backside of the bubble. So I think they're in. Oh, I know they're in now.
Which Loyola was that? Do we know?
Loyola of Maryland.
Oh, okay. The original one.
Yes.
I guess. Well, that's good. We've moved on to baseball here. We've got other things to think about.
Come on. It's March Madness, Scott.
That's right. Let me see something.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. No, that's the only time. Matter of fact, after that, it becomes the National Collegiate Athletic Association Men's and Women's Postseason Basketball National Championship Tournament.
That's not wordy at all.
Not at all. So, Norway, South Carolina.
Really? You think there's a South Carolina, Norway? Probably not.
Probably not. Norway, South Carolina's got him a mayor named Jim Preacher. Yeah, what a name for a mayor.
Mayor,
right?
Preacher.
You betcha.
How could you not vote for him?
Sure. He speaks the truth. Well, he admits that he was speeding. He admits he was doing 70 in a 55.
Well, who doesn't, really?
Yeah, when the state trooper pulled him over. outside the city limits. But then Preacher, apparently, who also is a constable...
Mayor Constable Preacher.
Yeah.
Well, it's a small town. We need to take on more than one job.
Absolutely. It's a matter of cost cutting that they're able to do that. So after the citation has been given and the state trooper is pulling away, that's when Mayor/Constable Preacher goes ahead and turns on his lights and pulls the state trooper over.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
Shut up.
So, mayor walks up to the trooper's window, asks to see the trooper's driver's license.
Your license and
now, wait a minute. You're telling me he got pulled over in the car with the police lights on it by the trooper?
Yeah, so you know, well, again, if you're doing 70 to 55, even if you're like a U.S. Marshal going through Brazos County, they're going to stop you. You know what I'm saying?
Not if you got lights on the top. Yeah.
All right, just so you know, Norway, South Carolina, as of the 2000 census, had 389 people.
Salute. Boy,
they need a mayor?
Hey, man. They need a police officer?
Got two brothers as a city councilman, too. Y'all didn't even, you made no reference to my reference of the marshal speeding through, adjacent counties. Do we know anything more about that, by the way?
Mm.
Okay. That may be a story in itself. But anyhow, so he pulls over the state trooper, asks for the trooper's license and registration, which the trooper gave him. Then Preacher allegedly told the trooper to follow him to town hall for a citation. And the trooper goes, nah, I ain't going to do that. After some hesitation, Mayor/Constable Preacher returned to his vehicle and left the scene. State police have asked the state's law enforcement division to do an inquiry on the mayor's status as a law enforcement officer.
There you are.
Gonna one-up you. My lights outdo your lights.
And if you come sit over here, I'll just be the judge.
Yeah
really.
We'll do a little bit of everything for you here. It's gonna be a good time. We're just trying to keep taxes low here in Norway, South Carolina. We're gonna have a great time together.
Information.
Now, what part of the state was Norway in?
It's right in the middle.
Oh, it's near that school that our football team's going to play this year, right?
It is. It's in the same county, in fact.
Golly! He may be here. It could be a road trip. He may put his constable car in front of the team bus.
Yeah,
and come
guest
on
appearance.
In.
Team security.
I'll have the grilled cheese, please.
Hot or cold?
Hot isn't grilled hot.
We're still looking to hire a cook for the summer season, so cold?
But your name is Hot Grilled Cheeseria.
Yeah, I can give you bread and cheese, and you can try grilling it on your exhaust manifold.
Don't be stuck without a chef or any other seasonal employee you need. Log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Now, if you have heated seats, you could sit on it and have a panini.
Okay.
Post as many jobs as you like in minutes and use as many words as you want for one low price. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Now, I am so far removed from high school football now. Do the teams have an escort?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Brian does not.
Okay.
But it depends. So.
Well, Consolidate used to do that. For a while, they started doing that. And E.W. Sayers was the constable. And he'd run the lights as we'd go through Navasota and on into Houston.
Brian doesn't. Don't we know the mayor?
Yeah. Well, I have to ask about that.
Yeah.
We do know the mayor. Well, we'll see what that happens at all. And it could be that the school makes the decision that they don't want that. I'm not sure. Anyway, 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You got birthdays?
Oh, my goodness.
No, that's all right.
No, I don't have any birthdays.
Right. I got birthdays. Tom Arnold.
I say I can always find some.
Tom Arnold.
I got yesterday's. Does that count?
Yeah, that.
They're still on the counter.
How Tom Arnold has been able to actually piece together a career once again shows that
it is a head scratcher, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of time that has to be filled, I guess, in television, movie screens, and
there are a lot of channels these days.
Yeah. Don't know that I've seen him. I mean, have you seen him in anything that you could really go, wow, that Tom Arnold was good in that?
No, because that's not his thing. His thing is playing, you know, the comic foil.
The goofy sidekick.
Exactly.
Yeah. D.L. Hughley, be 49.
I don't find him funny.
I know his name, and I guess I might know him, but I might not. Amy Pitts, do we know her?
What's her credit?
I don't know. She's 43.
I found Tom's birthdays, and that's not even on here.
Yeah. Okay. Connie Britton from Friday Night Lights is 45.
Okay.
Marion Barry. You talk about somebody who's pieced together a career. Wow.
She set me up.
This guy has got, he has more lives than a cat.
Well, I mean, here's a guy who got busted in a crack sting and then got reelected.
Reelected.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, he knew his base. Okay.
Oh, he does.
No, that's right.
He obviously understands the politics there. And, I was reading a story the other day about they are making some massive changes in the infrastructure of the government of the city of Washington, D.C., and Marion Barry is one of the reasons for it. So I can't imagine why. He would be pretty much a stain on the city council of D.C. Rob Reiner, Meathead, 65, pretty good director, too. Kiki D. with a one-hit wonder with Elton John, 65. Shaq.
Oh, yeah, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
That's the one. Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, is 40 today.
Wow, that kind of makes me feel old because I watched him play his very last high school basketball game.
That was a long time ago, you see. That was
1989 in Austin, Texas.
There you go.
Yep.
The Cole Cougars defeated the Clarksville Tigers for the Class 3A state championship.
And the team they beat before that was the Navasota Rattlers.
Oh, wow, okay.
To get to the championship. Stedman Graham to be 61 years old.
Yeah, I guess as long as he keeps his mouth shut, he's pretty well set.
That's it. Just show up every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Can fly in the private jet, like you say, as long as you just shut up and get me a drink when I want one.
That's right.
Mary Wilson, 68, and Alan Greenspan is 142. Those are the birthdays.